And I invite you to close your eyes and soften your breathing. This is your time to connect with the energy of the Creator that is within you, to recharge your batteries, to refresh, to rejuvenate, to realize that every cell of your body resounds with the energy of a divine loving force filled with benevolence. So if you think about it, there is a superhighway of creative love energy constantly flowing through your body, through your veins, every organ, every cell, every molecule holds this superhighway of flowing energy from the Creator. And so there's nothing to do in this meditation other than just feel, sense, visualize, imagine that superhighway of love that is flowing within you and to you from a benevolent, loving Creator that knows your name. And in this superhighway of love, let us now hear what the message coming down the freeway to us is going to be from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is the fourth week in a series of messages. The messages are exceptionally empowering if you really get it, if you really understand what I'm telling you. The time you're in is special. If you have just come upon this particular channeling and you have heard none of the others, or perhaps it's the first time you've heard this message at all in any form, this message is amazing. The indigenous of this planet for thousands of years looked at the cycles of life, of consciousness, of Earth, and they predicted something right now that would correspond with that which is the precession of the equinoxes, a 26,000-year cycle of Earth. They predicted that this would be a time of change, and it would be a change that would be significant enough to be noticed by historians from now on. One of those changes was shown very clearly on the Hopi Indian Prophecy Rock, where you can see that clearly at a certain time where there are two paths that could be taken by humanity. Neither path is the same as it was. One is a path of enlightenment, meaning a transformative evolution of thought, and the other one probably is the one that was predicted by so many, where we would destroy ourselves in World War III. We are sitting in the one that is evolutionary, revolutionary. This is a time of human evolution of consciousness where we're going to start changing human nature. That's an empowering thought. And with it comes all the strife you're seeing today. People don't like change, especially when the light comes on and the dirt shows. The dirt has always been there. And now you're starting to look at it and point at it and saying, do we really want that dirt around? Let's not cover it up. Let's not turn off the lights anymore and just keep going in the same way. We're actually wishing to clean up our act as humans. We're hearing from humans. That's the message that you're hearing. Dear ones, this particular fourth program talks about perhaps one of the most important evolutionary steps. We've talked about the awarenesses that are starting to come forth with human beings. The awarenesses being those things that were always there and that you always knew about. But the difference now is they're starting to be owned by you. They're starting to stick with you. They're starting to be able to turn on a light that stays on, you might say. When you start becoming aware of others, when you start becoming aware of all of the other things that we've talked about, especially the first one we talked about, the awareness of self-worth, that you don't have any. Why not? Did you start to wake up to the fact that there's so many who don't feel very good because they don't think they should, because they're not told they should by anyone around them? You really do start being told you're nothing, don't you? And that plays out through your life. We talked about that as number one. Awareness of your worth. Awareness of your magnificence. We talked about the awareness of others, the reaction of your awareness to others. We talked about many things that would peg evolutionary consciousness. In other words, someone would see how people on the planet thought 100 years ago, 50 years ago, 20 years ago, and today. What this change really does for you, if you've paid attention, if you put it together, if you believe what I have told you, what this really does is make it so you will not repeat history. That's the evolutionary. That's the evolutionary human. A human being as a group on this planet that will not then go and repeat history as it always has. There is a cycle, and the cycle goes like this. You learn things. You go from dysfunction to function because you learned what doesn't work. That's called maturity. And you sit there having learned it. And then you become older. And then you pass on. And the young people coming forward, they've got to learn it again. Because at no way and no place, and there has really been no way, where you can pass the maturity of what you've learned to your children. You can tell them about it. You can have them study it. But it's almost like it's in the DNA. They've got to go through it again and again and again. Suddenly, there is an evolutionary process. It involves using this 24th pair of chromosomes we've talked about. And what happens is what you have experienced as humanity becomes imbued to your children at birth. In a far better way. They know why it doesn't work. At some level, it doesn't have to be learned again or studied. They've got it. That's the difference. That is a evolutionary consciousness. This is what we have told you is going on this planet. The big one we've saved till last. The evolutionary consciousness is one that starts to see, realize, and admit that inside them there is more than human. Inside them is not just something that a master has or that is magnificent. It's what has been told from the beginning to you. That inside you, at the cellular level, is the creative source, spirit, God. You are a part of the creative source. You are a part of God. The God within is a terminology that has been with you on this planet for a very long time. People look for God inside. It's something you've heard before, isn't it? I'm here to tell you that there's more than just words there. what really, truly is happening on this planet at a very, very small level now, but is growing and growing, people are aware that inside them is an eternalness. It starts to temper that which some have been told about what happens at death. It starts to make them a little more savvy, common sense with what love does. Love brings you into this planet beautifully and takes you out beautifully. Love does not punish you horribly because you weren't aware of something or a doctrine. Love takes you from this place, enhances you, puts you back. You are dearly loved from your first breath to your last. And inside you, there is a feeling, perhaps, an awareness, perhaps, of soul energy. What it might be like on the other side of the veil where your home is. This is the new awareness, God inside. Do you think it's even possible that the Creator put a seed of itself in you and you have the consciousness of God if you want it? The consciousness of God is love. It's not a human consciousness. The consciousness of God is not a situation where you know everything and you know what's going to happen. No, it's love. That's the consciousness of God, which tempers absolutely everything you do. How you feel, what your fears are, how you feel about the future. If you're a piece of that which is all there is, you can raise your hand and say, give it to me. I'm in distress, dear spirit. I want a connection to you right now, which will take me out of stress into peace, so that I'll recognize the solutions that are coming. How about that? Right now, the human being goes into distress and they go see somebody to help them. You're always looking for an outside solution. The evolved human being looks for the inside solution because they recognize it's really there. It really is there. Humanity, especially certain cultures, are trained to go outside of themselves to get help. What pill is it? Is it a physical pill? Is it a pill in a building where you kneel? What pill do you take so that you'll be better? What if the pill was inside? What if it was always inside? But this energy in this time on this planet lets that pill break open and you're starting to experience it. You see, you've had help. That's what the prophecy said. There'll be a come a time. There'll become a time when this planet changes. Not just the humans, but the energy of the planet itself to allow for a thinking that took you into mastery. Are you hearing this? I hope so, because that's you. I am Kryon, in love with humanity, which is starting to evolve and recognize who they are, what they are, and how magnificent the entire experience is. It's true, and so it is.